大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
那我们知道说，主耶稣一生当中呢，有五件呢重大的这个事件。
We know that there are five great events in our Lord Jesus Christ's lifetime on earth.
那么这就是这五件事呢，就是他的出生、他的受死、他的复活、他的升天和他的再来。
So those are those events are his birth.His death and his resurrection, his ascension and his second coming.
那这五件事件呢，都有重大的这个意义哈。
Those five things carries great meaning.
那我们已经在上个星期呢，我们刚庆祝过这个受难节和复活节。
So last week we just celebrated the Good Friday and also the Easter.
那我们也思想过这个主的受难和这个复活。
And we also have pondered upon the meaning of his death and resurrection.
那今天早上要跟大家来思考主升天的这个意义。
So today we're going to think about the meaning of his ascension.
那刚才我们已经敬拜团已经为我们读了那一段的经文，就是在这个使徒行传的第一章第一节到十一节。
So the worship team has read this passage, which is first chapter, verse 1 through 11.
那我们就不再读了。
And we shall not repeat it again.
那从这段的经文当中呢，我们看见呢，耶稣复活过后。
So from this passage, we see that after his resurrection,
他有40天之久向门徒来显现。
So for over a period of 40 days, he appeared to the disciples.
那这可以说呢，今天呢，很多人觉得说，很多人不相信这个主的复活哈。
Many people today may not believe that his resurrection.
就觉得说这个耶稣的复活呢，可能当时为什么会有这个耶稣复活这件事情呢？可能就是门徒们呢，他们非常想念耶稣哈。
So some people suggest that maybe it's just out of their desire to remember Jesus, those disciples, their desires to remember Jesus.
因着他们太想念耶稣而产生的一种的这个幻觉。
Maybe the illusion comes from their desire to remember him.
而就讲说这个耶稣复活了。
And then they proclaim Jesus has resurrected.
但是呢，我们在这里看到呢，耶稣有四十天之久向门徒显现。
But here we see that it is over a period of 40 days.
那如果说只是而且呢，耶稣不只是向一群的人，向一个人或者一群，他向很多人来显现。
Besides, Jesus did not just appear to one or two person, but a group, a great many number of people.
那如果是一个幻觉的话，我想不可能所有的人都是这样。
So if it's just an illusion, it's hard to imagine how that can be.
那我们看到他四十天之后呢，他就被借回天上去了。
So we see that after the 40 days, he was taken up to the heaven.
那第九节呢，他就描述了主耶稣怎样被借回天上去。
So verse 9, it describes how Jesus was taken up to the heaven.
他说了这话，他们正看的时候呢，他就被起上身，有一朵云彩呢把他借去，便看不见他了。
So verse 9 says that after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
那耶稣基督他这个升天呢，有何重大的这个意义呢？
So what's the significance of his ascension then?
今天早上呢，要跟大家分享四点哈。
So I'm going to share four points about this.
那第一呢，我们看到主升天呢，表明他完成了这个使命哈。
So his ascension, first of all, it means that he has completed his mission.
那我们看见耶稣出生的时候。
So we see that when he was born.
那这个父神呢，就借着这个天使呢，对夜色宣告说哈。
So God Father revealed this through angel to the Father, to Joseph.
他说了，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。 他要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So it says in the Bible here saying that, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from his sin, from their sins.
那从天使的这个宣告当中呢，我们看见耶稣的出生呢，来到这个世上有一个清楚的这个使命。
So from this proclamation of the angel, we see Jesus come to this world with a very clear mission.
就是要把人从罪恶里呢救出来。
That is to save his people from their sins.
那我们思想一下，这个使命容易吗？
Let's think about this. Is this a easy mission?
那我想是不容易的。
I don't think so.
因为圣经说呢，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because the Bible told us that for all we all have sinned and fall short of his glory.
那耶稣所要拯救的不是一群人，而是全世界的人。
And what Jesus is trying to save is not just a group of people, but the whole world.
那么耶稣所要拯救的也不是一个时代的人，而是历世历代的人。
And he is neither trying to save just people of one generation, but throughout the whole, all the generations.
那我想呢，如果主耶稣呢，只是像我们一样的人的话呢
？So if Jesus is an ordinary person like us,
而不是神本身哈。
But not God himself.
他是不可能的完成这个使命的。
It is impossible for him to complete such mission.
那他如何完成这个使命呢？
But how does he carry out this mission?
那么就是借助他的死与这个复活。
That is through his death and his resurrection.
啊，他在十字架上呢，为世人付清了这个罪的这个债务。
So he has paid the debt of our sins on the cross.
然后第三天呢，再从死里复活。
And he was risen the three days afterwards.
那表明了父神已经接纳他的所做的。
Which means God has accept his offering.
那我们要感谢主呢，感谢神呢，主耶稣基督今天借助他的死复活，完成了这个救恩。
So we need to thank God that for Jesus Christ to complete this salvation.Through his death.
那罗马书第四章二十五节告诉我们说，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是要降我们称义。
So in the book of Rome, chapter 4, it says that he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
我们今天信靠主的人，我们的罪要得到赦免。
For all of us who trust in the Lord, our sin will be forgiven.
我们也要在神面前呢，被称为义。
And we shall be justified before God.
那我们看到主耶稣的升天呢，表明他已经完成了父神所交托给他的这个使命。
And his ascension indicating that he has complete the mission that was given by God.
那我就想一下，想到这里呢，我想到说，今天呢，我们信靠他的人，我们的使命是什么呢
？Then At this point, I'm thinking about what is our mission who believe in him then.
我们的使命就是要传扬主的这个福音，告诉耶稣，告诉人呢，耶稣基督已经为他们成就了这个救恩。
So our mission is to proclaim this gospel that knows, telling people Jesus has complete this salvation for us.
叫凡信靠他呢。他的人呢，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So all those who believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
那第二呢，我们也看到说，这个主的这个升天呢，标志着圣灵工作的开始。
And secondly, we also see that the Lord's ascension mark a new generation, the beginning of the new generation. That is the arrival of the Holy Spirit.
那主耶稣在世的时候曾经对他的门徒说哈。
So while our Lord was on the earth, he once said to the disciples.
然而呢，我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来哈。
So Jesus said that, but very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you.
这个保惠师呢，就是圣灵哈。
And this advocate here is Holy Spirit.
那当主耶稣告诉门徒说，他将要离开他们的时候呢？
So when Jesus told the disciples that he will be soon leaving them,
我们可以想象他们不明白，他们满心忧愁。
So we can imagine that disciple they didn't understand and was pretty upset or sad. They were saddened.
Yeah. 那因为呢，主耶稣三年多的时间跟他们在一起。
Because our Lord has been with them for 3 years.
那如今呢，主耶稣将要离开他们。
And now the Lord was about to leaving them.
那我们可以了解当时这个门徒们的这个心情。
So we can feel how disciples felt at the time.
但是呢，主耶稣安慰他们说。
But Jesus comforted them at saying this.
他离开了，就要差派这个圣灵呢，来。
When Jesus leaves, he was sent the Holy Spirit or the advocates to them instead.
那对主耶稣来讲呢，这是更好的。
And to Jesus, this is far greater, far better.
因为主耶稣在世上的时候呢，总是有一个限制。
And because when our Lord is on the earth, there is a limitation.
那么就是受到这个时间和空间的这个限制。
That is limited by the space and time.
他不能够随时随地的与各处的这个圣徒呢、门徒呢同在。
He cannot be with all the saints in every place and all the time.
但是圣灵来的，他就不受这个时间和空间的这个限制。
But when Holy Spirit comes, he is not limited by the space and time.
可以同时呢，以各处的这个圣徒同工呢，来扩展这个神的国度。
And he can be with all the saints, at all time in every place to expand the kingdom of God.
那从前面我们所读的，刚才所读的那一段的这个经文当中呢，我们看见到这个圣灵的工作，的这个两方面哈。
So from the passage we just read, we see there's two different sides of the work of Holy Spirit.
那里讲到圣灵的洗和这个圣灵的这个能力。
So it talks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and also the power of the Holy Spirit.
首先呢，我们来看这个圣灵的洗。
First of all, let's look at the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么在第五节告诉我们说呢，约翰用水施洗，但不多几日呢，你们要受圣灵的洗。
So, verse 5, it says that John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那么这个圣灵的洗指的是什么呢?
But what does it mean by the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
他这里说,但不多几日哈,你们要受圣灵的洗。
It says that in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那这不多几日呢,就是那当主耶稣升天之后呢，他们在过十天呢，就是他们庆祝这个五旬节的这个节期哈。
In fact, that in a few days is really talking about the 10 days after Jesus' ascension, which is the Pentecost.
那么这个圣灵呢，就在这个五旬节的时候，就按照所应许的降临浇灌在这个门徒的身上。
So in Pentecost, the Holy Spirit come upon them just as promised.
那今天呢？当我们信主的时候
，So when today when we believe in Jesus，
那我想我们不会再像这个初期信徒哈、初期的门徒呢，在五旬节所经历的那一样。
We may not experience the same thing as those first group of disciples in Pentecost。
但我们也都受了这个圣灵的洗哈。
Nevertheless, we all received the baptism of Holy Spirit。
那这样我们能够成为主身体的一部分。
And we can become part of the body of Lord Christ.
那么在这个保罗呢，在哥林多前书第十二章告诉我们说，我们不既是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，引以一位圣灵。
So Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 saying that for we all were, for we we were all baptized by one spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
所以我们都经历了这个圣灵的洗，今天我们才能够成为这个主身体的一部分。
So because we all receive the same baptism of Holy Spirit, and we become the same body of Christ.
今天呢，我们能够在这里一起的 成为主的身体的一部分。
So we can become a part of the Lord, the body of Christ.
能够成为神家中的一份子。
And we can become member of the family of God.
我们能够在一起的敬拜。
So we can worship together.
能够一起的团契,
so we can have fellowship together.
一起的这个服侍,
we can serve together.
那你觉得奇妙吗?
Oh, don't you think that's a wonderful thing?
这是圣灵奇妙的这个工作。
So this is a wonderful work of Holy Spirit.
那让我们都能够成为这个主身体的一部分。
Let's all become this part of this body of Christ.
让我们能够成为神家中的一份子。
And let's all become members of this family.
这绝对不是人所能够造成的。
This is not something can achieved by through human means.
第二呢，我们也看到这个 讲到这个圣灵的能力哈。
And the second thing we'll talk about the power of Holy Spirit.
那主耶稣吩咐当时的这个门徒说，他说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。
verse 8 it says that, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
从这节经文我们看到圣灵呢, 叫这个信徒呢, 要得着能力来为主做见证。
So we see that we will receive the power witness our Lord.
那在使徒行传当中呢, 我们也看见到说, 这个记载当中, 我们看见主的这个 门徒呢，怎样靠着圣灵呢？ 勇敢的来传讲这个福音， 勇敢的来为主做见证。
So in Acts, we also see the disciples of our Lord who proclaimed the gospel courageously with the power of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵也借着他们呢， 叫许多人得救， 生命得到改变。
So through them and through the power of Holy Spirit, they can save many people.
那今天呢，同样的，我们也要靠着这个圣灵，来勇敢的为主做见证，传讲这个主的福音。
So today we also need to testify and proclaim the gospel by the power of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们要晓得呢，教会可以有很有健全的这个组织。
Today, we know that we can have very sound organization. Our church may have a sound organization.
有这个华丽的这个,
or grand buildings.
但是呢, 这些呢, 都不能够改变人的生命。
But all these cannot change the life of people.
那唯有圣灵的这个大人呢, 才能够改变人的这个生命。
Only the power of Holy Spirit can change people's life.
唯有圣灵呢, 透过我们所传讲的这个福音, 才能够叫信他的人呢, 的生命得到改变。
So only through the Holy Spirit, the message of this great this good news can change people's life.
那有一个故事说呢, 就是在中世纪的时候, 那天主教有一名著名的这个, 这个神学家, 就是这个 Thomas Aquinas。
So there's a story talking about Middle Age, there's a great theologian called Thomas Aquinas, a Catholic theologian.
那有一天呢, 他就跟这个教宗呢, 这个唐天,
So one day he was chatting with the Pope.
那教宗呢, 就向他笑, 这个夸耀说, 你看今天我们的教会, 天主教会是那么的这个, 这个组织是那么的庞大, 又有很多的这个金银财宝。
So the Pope was boasting that, look at our church, we have such a great church and with great wealth.
那, 我们不必呢再像当初呢彼得对那个瘸腿的这个乞丐说哈，金银我都没有哈。
And we don't have to repeat what Peter said to the one who was lame from the birth and saying that we have neither silver or gold.
如果我们知道那个故事哈，就是这个一个这个瘸腿的这个乞丐哈，他指望这个好像这个指望这个彼得呢和这个约翰给他们一些的东西哈。
So if you know the story, there's a people who was lame of from his birth. He was expecting Peter to give him some money.
那么这个彼得就对他说：“金银我都没有。”
And Peter said, "The silver or gold I do not have."
那这个教宗就说：“啊，我们不必再像那彼得当初彼得一样哈，对人说金银我都没有。”
The Pope was saying to that to Thomas saying that we don't have to say that again like Peter once did.
那但是呢，这个Thomas Aquinas 就回答他说：“哈。”
But Thomas Aquinas replied.
他说呢，虽然我们有退居如山的这个财宝
，so even though we have a great wealth like a mountain, as high as a mountain,
但是恐怕呢，我恐怕呢，我们却不能够像彼得那样说。
But he said, I'm afraid that we couldn't say just like what Peter used to say.
那我们知道彼得呢，就对那个瘸腿的这个乞丐说，奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名。这个命令这个瘸子起来行走。
Because Peter at that time was telling that person saying, "I in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk."
他这个 Thomas Aquinas 他就觉得说，恐怕我们不能够再像那个彼得这样的，能够对这个瘸腿的这个乞丐这样说。
I think Thomas Aquinas is saying that he's afraid that we lost the power to say.To those people, the lame person, to say that walk.
那今天呢，这个金钱当然是重要。
Of course, today money is important.
但更重要的就是我们拥有这个圣灵的这个能力。
But far more important is that we need to have the power of Holy Spirit.
那第三呢，这个主升天的这个意义呢，就是主升天他做大祭司呢，为我们祈求哈。
So Lord's ascension is that he became the great, the high priest who is praying for us.
那有时我们想到说，主耶稣升天他做些什么呢？
Sometimes we wonder what is Jesus doing after his ascension.
那么圣经告诉我们说，他升天呢，做大祭司呢，并且坐在天上呢，为我们来祈求哈。
So Bible told us he became the high priest and he's praying for us in heaven.
那这个希伯来书将记载说呢，他说这位祭司永远存在，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。凡靠他进到神面前他的人神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是常年活着替他们祈求哈。
So it is recorded in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, saying that, but because Jesus lived forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
那主耶稣基督呢，今天在天上呢，作为大祭司，也为着我们每个人在祈求。
So Jesus, who as our high priest, is praying for each and every one of us.
那么为什么他要为我们来祈求呢
？And why does he need to continuously pray for us？
那我们要知道呢，虽然这个撒旦魔鬼呢已经失败哈
，So we need to know even though Satan has failed，
他的戒记已经定了
，His destiny has been fixed。
但是呢，就是有一天呢，他要被丢进这个硫磺的这个火湖里。
That is one day he will be thrown into the lake of burning sulfur。Surfer,
启示录这里记载哈，告诉我们说，那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
So that's what, as recorded in the book of Revelation, it says that, and the evil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet has been thrown. They will be tormented day and night for ever and ever.
所以他的这个命运已经定了。
So his destiny has been fixed.
有一天呢，他要被神丢进这个硫磺火湖里。
So he will be thrown into this burning sulfur, lake of burning sulfur one day.
但是呢，我们知道他还被丢，还没有被丢进这个硫磺火湖之前呢，圣经说呢。
But we know that before he is actually thrown into this lake, Jesus said this.
他说：“你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的这个狮子呢，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。”
So it says that, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
所以圣经提醒我们呢，今天这个撒旦呢，也殷勤的 来工作，要来寻找可吞吃的人。
So it reminds us that the Satan is also diligent in his work, looking for people to devour.
所以圣经提醒我们要警醒的祷告。
So that's why Bible reminds us to be alert and continuously praying.
那并且呢，不要给魔鬼呢留地步。
And leave no room for for the devil.
今天呢，魔鬼呢会试探我们。
And we know that the devil will tempt us.
会控告我们。
Will accuse us.
那会攻击我们。
Will attack us.
但是感谢主呢，有主耶稣基督呢在神面前做我们的中保，替我们祈求。
But thank God, thank Jesus who is our mediator before God and pray for us all the time.
那圣经罗马书告诉我们说，虽然控告神所拣选的人呢，有神称他们为义了；虽然定他们的罪呢，有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替他们祈求，也替我们祈求。
So that is why in the Bible, Book of Romans says that we will, who will bring the charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies.Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is alone interceding for us.
那在福音书中呢，我们可以看见到一个主耶稣替门徒代求的例子。
So in the book of Gospels, we see a very good example that our Lord Jesus Christ intercede for the disciples.
那我们知道彼得呢，当他被抓我们知道呢，彼得在主耶稣被抓拿的时候。
So we know that when Jesus was caught on trial and Peter did this.
他曾三次呢否认主。
He three times denied the Lord.
那这是很严重的事情。
Which is a very serious matter.
但是我们看见呢，他后来呢，得以继续的来服侍主哈。
But then we see he was able, Peter was able to serve God, serve the Lord later on.
甚至呢成了初期教会的领袖。
And even became the leaders of the first church.
那为什么会这样呢
？How can that be？
乃是因为主耶稣基督已经为他祈求哈。
Because it is our Lord Jesus Christ intercede.For him.
那在主耶稣被抓拿之前呢，他向西门彼得及他其他的门徒说。
So before his trial, Jesus told Peter.
他说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们哈，好塞你们，像塞麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后，要坚固你的弟兄。”
Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked."To sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
所以这个彼得呢，他得以继续的服侍神，得以成为初期教会领袖呢，也是出于这个主耶稣替他的这个祈求。
So the reason Peter can become the leaders of the church at the time.It is because of interceding of our Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of him.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天有时候当我们在面对到问题困难的时候，
So today, our brothers and sisters, if we are facing difficulties,
我们都会请弟兄姐妹或者请牧者来为我们来代祷。
So often we ask our brothers and sisters or pastors to intercede or pray for us.
但是我们不要忘记哈。
But do not forget about this.
我们的大祭司就是主耶稣基督呢，今天在天上呢。也为我们祈求。
Our high priest, that is Jesus Christ, is also interceding for us.
我想呢，今天很多的事，有时候很多事情，很多发生在我们身上的事情。
I think there are many things happen in our life.
我们得以得蒙保守。
And we were safeguard. And we were safeguard.
也是出于主的这个在天上为我们祈求的这个结果。
Are the result of his interceding in heaven.
那最后呢，我们也看到主升天呢，为我们预备这个住处。
And finally, we also see that his ascension is to prepare a place for us.
那主耶稣在他离世之前呢，对他的门徒说：“哈。”
So before his ascension, he told his disciple.
他说：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。”我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，你们也要在那里。
So, Jesus said this, do not let your heart be troubled. You believed in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you, and I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be with, maybe where I am.
这里告诉我们说，主耶稣回到天上去。
Here it clearly told us.
不单单是为我们祈求。
So Jesus went back to heaven is not only just to pray for us.
他也为我们预备这个地方。
But also to prepare a place for us.
并且他要再来迎接我们到他那里去。
And he will come again and welcome us to his place.
那这对我们基督徒对信靠他的人来讲呢，是何等有福的这个盼望。
And to us, what a great hope for us.Who believed in him.
那我想到呢，我自己本身呢，在1998年年底来到美国这个读神学的时候。
I remember when I came to United States for my seminary training in 1998.
那时候是我自己一个人先来。
At the time I came here by myself first.
我的这个师母和三个小孩呢，还在马来西亚。
And Mrs. Tan and the three children, they were still back in Malaysia.
那我准备呢，在读完一个学期之后呢，那就回去把他们接过来。
So my plan was just to take them here with me after a semester.
那时候，但是在我还没有接他们回来之前呢。
But before I can take them to United States,
那我必须做好许多的准备。
I need to prepare a lot of things.
那我就预备好这个住的地方。
Prepare a place to live.
租了一间的这个房子。
And rent a house.
那我也有了一辆的这个我当时去了教会呢，那个这个主任牧师，因为他换了新车，他就把他旧车呢给我。
So I got a car from my senior pastor who was getting a new car. So he gave gave me his old car.
还有呢，我也为因为我的孩子还小，我也为他们预备了一些的玩具。
So because our kids were small at the time, so I prepared some toys for them.
所以我在那个学期在还没有回去之前呢。我就预备好了这些东西。
So before I went back bring them back to United States in that semester,
I prepare all the stuff.
I have prepared all the stuff for them.
那今天主也一样。
So is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么在天上也为我们预备这个住处。
Who is preparing this place for us in heaven?
将来还要迎接我们到他那里去。
And he will welcome us to there in the future.
那今天很多人来到美国呢。
Today a great number of people come to United States.
我想其中一个梦想，一个梦
Probably one of this dream they have.
就是拥有自己的房子。
Is to have their to own their own house.
那特别能够在这个 Santa Barbara 呢拥有一间的房子，是在是是更的美好。
So is it greater if the house is situated in Santa Barbara?
但是我们不要忘记呢，我们在这个世上呢，是客旅，是寄居的。
But we should not forget that in this world we are nothing but a pilgrim and also a sojourners.
那么这个世界不是我们永久的这个家。
This is not our permanent home here on earth.
那么我们的永久的家是在天上，主耶稣所为我们预备的。
Our eternal home is in heaven that is prepared for us by Jesus Christ.
我们今天在地上的家有一天都要成为过期。
Everything on this earth, our home, our house, shall pass away.
那今天呢，我们感谢主哈，他在为我们预备住处，将来还要迎接我们到他那里去。
Today we give thanks to our Lord who prepared the place, and one day He will take us there.
那这是今早上呢跟大家分享的有关于这个主升天的。是方面的这个意义。
So that's what we are talking about today. There are four points about our Lord's ascension.
那主的升天呢，表明他已经完成了这个使命。
So one that his ascension is an indication of he has completed his mission.
那么还有呢，主的升天呢，也标志着圣灵工作的开始。
And it marks the beginning of the work of Holy Spirit.
那第三呢？主的升天，他也成为大祭司呢，也为我们祈求。
And thirdly, his ascension, he became the high priest who is praying for us.
那最后呢？主的升天也为我们预备住处哈，将来还要迎接我们回到他那里去。
And lastly, his ascension, is to prepare us, a place in heaven, and he shall return and take us there.
所以今天呢，我们要记得。主耶稣基督已经完成了他的救恩的工作。
So we need to remember, Jesus Christ has completed his mission.
我们今天可以信靠他。
We can believe and trust in him.
一方面呢，叫我们的罪得到赦免；另一方面呢，也能够叫我们得到这个永生。
On the one hand, our sin can be forgiven, and on the other hand, we may receive the eternal life.
那另一方面呢，我们要记得主耶稣的这个升天呢，并不表示他已经丢弃了我们。忘记了我们。
We also have to remember his ascension doesn't mean that he has abandoned us or he has forsaken us.
他今天仍然借着这个圣灵与我们同在。
He can be with us through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵来与我们同工。
And through the Holy Spirit, he's working with us.
那如今呢，主耶稣在天上也天天的为我们祈求。
And he is continuously daily praying for us in heaven.
并且为我们预备住处
and prepare a place for us.
他还要再来呢，迎接我们到他那里去
and he will return and take us to his place.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们满心感谢你
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you wholeheartedly.
今天你在借着你的话语再次提醒我们。
Through the word, it reminds us again today.
主耶稣基督他升天的这个意义。
The meaning of his, the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，因为主耶稣基督已经成就了这个救恩。
We give thanks to you because you have complete the mission.
我们也感谢你，今天你的差派，你的圣灵来到我们当中。
And we also give thanks to you for you have sent the Holy Spirit to us.
让我们能够得着能力来为你做见证。
So that maybe we may be empowered to testify for you.
我们也感谢主，今天也天天的为我们来祈求。
We also thank the Lord is praying for us daily.
并且为我们预备这个住处。
And prepare a place for us.
让我们今天，我们虽然在地上，我们可能没有拥有自己的家。
So even we may not have a house on earth, on earth.
但是我们知道我们在天上有你所为我们预备的这个天家。
But we know that you have prepared a home for us in heaven.
我们满心感谢你。
We thank you wholeheartedly.
让我们今天真的是因着主耶稣基督已经为我们死了，已经复活了，并且升天，我们能够有这个能够存着盼望的来过我们每天的这个生活。
So that we can live our daily life with a great hope, because our Lord Jesus Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension.
我们也知道主耶稣基督将要再来。
And we know that Lord Jesus will come back again.
我们也能够预备好来迎接主的再来。
Let us prepare, be ready for his second coming.
我们将祷告祈求乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
So in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.